Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video games that refuse to die. Hey, you know what, it's fair to say that of the thousands and thousands of video games released every year, the vast majority are so quickly forgotten and just disappear into the pop culture abyss. Just a small fraction of video games produced turn out well enough, or in fact badly enough, to actually be remembered in the slightest. So it's actually very common for video games just, well, to out and out die. But you know what, these 10 games, well, they managed to endure against the odds. They refused to be quietly shepherded into the night and instead fought for their place at the table. Some were comeback stories, some were simply comeback from the dead stories, but all of them deserve our recognition one way or another. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that refused to die. Number 10, Final Fantasy XIV. The appeal of a Final Fantasy MMORPG speaks for itself, and so there wasn't really much doubt that Final Fantasy XIV, the series' second foray into the MMO arena, would immediately stake out a claim among the kings of the genre. But upon release, Final Fantasy XIV was widely lambasted by critics and players alike for its litany of bugs and general performance issues, with the general consensus being that the game was rushed to market despite being in development for a whopping 5 years. Square Enix responded by freezing subscription fees and postponing a plan PS3 release, leading them to eventually shut the game down barely 2 years after its initial release. Hey, you know what? That could have been the end of the story. But Square Enix ultimately decided to try and make things right, rebooting Final Fantasy XIV as A Realm Reborn in 2013, which was a substantial improvement in basically every single way. Finally, fans had the game that they'd originally paid money for, and it proved successful enough that Square Enix went on to produce 3 expansion packs for the title. As of this year, A Realm Reborn has racked up 20 million registered players, confirming to everyone that a Phoenix Down was used on the game, and now it's back better than ever. Number 9, Rainbow Six Siege. There are a few more impressive examples of a game simply refusing to die off more than Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. For anyone who played the game at launch, there wasn't much of an indication that it would be anything more than just an adequate tactical shooter, which would maybe be modestly successful for a few months and then just taper off. And indeed, Siege's launch sales were soft, attributed to the fact that the game was extremely low on content upon its release, which, in addition to a slow progression system and the inclusion of microtransactions, suggested that Ubisoft was simply trying to nickel and dime players. But Ubisoft stood by this game, and rather than quietly abandon it in the face of weak sales, continually released free DLC updates to bulk out the Gaunt launch day package. By adopting the now popular, and rather oft ill-used, games-as-service business model, and powered by cosmetic in-game purchases, Siege was able to evolve into a consistent money spinner for Ubisoft, and therefore has had a lot of love and care put back into it. It's funny that, isn't it? When it makes money, it gets a lot of time and attention. Either way, it's still a bloody impressive game. Number 8, The Division. The Division was unquestionably one of the most hyped games of the last decade, with Ubisoft promising a rich, heavy-populated, shared-world looter shooter that you would want to keep coming back to. Except on launch, though, that just wasn't the case at all. As beefy and precise as the core combat was, the release version of The Division was curiously piecemeal for a game marketed in such lofty terms. Players could easily blast through the campaign in around 25 to 30 hours, after which a lackluster, low-effort post-game gave them little reason to stick around. Yet slowly but surely, Ubisoft began releasing free DLC and updates which both expanded the core experience and fixed some of the more nagging bugs. And in 2017, with the release of the free 1.8 updates, everything got a whole lot more stable and a whole lot more smoother, with added perks such as the Resistance and Skirmish modes. Given how easily The Division could have slunk into the periphery, it's ultimately morphed into an addictive, satisfying shooter with a meaningful loot loop, keeping players coming back until the sequel hit stores in 2019. Number 7. No Man's Sky. So No Man's Sky is a textbook example of a game which could have quickly faded into obscurity following its, let's just say, disappointing launch, were it not for the committed effort of developers Hello Games. It's fair to say that the small dev team bit off a lot more than they could chew with this insanely ambitious spacefaring exploration game, and it didn't help that company founder Sean Murray said that a lot of stuff was going to be in the game when it definitely wasn't. I love you, mate, but yeah, maybe keep it closed next time. What happened next was an unmitigated disaster, with players just smashing through the game and then dwindling off, and a ton of negativity being shot at the game and at the developer. But you know what? Hello Games stuck to their guns, and they started releasing updates which fleshed out the core experience. It took them a long time, but more than 4 years later after it launched, the game now contains substantial multiplayer elements, vehicles, base building, space fleet management, and even VR support. It's an understatement to call this a mere turnaround, and while many still understandably decry the dev's unprofessional handling of the bungled initial launch, the game stands in the annals of history has been permanently rewritten. Number 6. The Elder Scrolls Online. As appealing as the prospect of an MMO set in the Elder Scrolls' continent of Tamriel was, The Elder Scrolls Online launched to a thoroughly mediocre notice back in 2014. Many rubbished the entire thing as a soulless generic MMO with the Elder Scrolls branding just lazily slapped on it, one that was made all the more insulting as the game also charged a monthly subscription fee on top of the base price. However, Bethesda realized their mistake and dropped the mandatory subscription dues less than a year after release, and consequently rebranded the game as the Elder Scrolls Online: Tamriel Unlimited. This new iteration was widely praised for its more focused approach to its story and lore, and included much more enjoyable and fleshed-out quests and a much more expansive progression system. It was, more or less, the Elder Scrolls that MMO fans were promised the year prior. By the start of 2020, ESO has sold over 16 million copies and continues to retain roughly 2.5 million players per month. That's pretty impressive. Number 5. Halo: The Master Chief Collection. Ooh, game launches don't come much more disastrous than Halo: The Master Chief Collection, a HD collection of Microsoft's legendary FPS franchise which should have been an effortless slam dunk of a release. But as soon as the game launched on Xbox One in November 2014, players were beset by pervasive lag and matchmaking issues, and incredibly, these problems persisted in various forms for many years after the game's launch, despite 343 Industries' attempts to fix them. It was only ahead of the game's 2018 release on Xbox Game Past that many players felt the matchmaking had been fixed to a reasonable standard, and incredibly, they actually stuck around for all that time. And you know what, it's a testament to the quality of Halo's core experience that it managed to recover from such a cataclysmic failure out of the gate, because fans of any other game would have totally just abandoned it altogether. Number 4. Grand Theft Auto Online. Though in one respect, Grand Theft Auto Online was just the cherry on top of the superb Grand Theft Auto 5, that didn't stop players venting their frustration at the multiplayer game clearly being released before it was ready. The game's first few months were defined by widespread matchmaking issues, randomly dropped connections, agonizingly long load times, and player data even being randomly erased. Though many disgruntled players quickly bailed and just never returned, by 2014 Rockstar set about giving GTA Online a much-needed overhaul, with patches remedying the glut of technical and performance issues, and a slew of free DLC updates steadily making the game into what fans initially expected. With each new update, the game felt more like a true online GTA world, and it was a huge success after those changes, because it's grossed more than $1 billion in revenue, and with the release of last year's casino update, the game scored its biggest player numbers ever. This is likely why Rockstar hasn't been in a rush to release Grand Theft Auto 6, because fans have been waiting almost 7 years for this game to finally be complete, and we're actually pretty happy with it. Number 3. Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's no secret that Star Wars Battlefront 2 had one of the most infamously reviled launches for any AAA game in recent memory. Even before it was available to players, critics tore the game apart for its stilted microtransaction-encouraging progression system, causing EA to respond by pulling microtransactions out of the game for a limited period upon launch. Given the controversy that led to the EA rep posting the most downvoted comment ever in the history of Reddit, and the game's loot boxes being investigated by several worldwide gambling regulators, this was an utter shambles. But you know what? It still shifted 9 million copies within the first month of its release. And you know what? Despite all of this, fans stuck by it. And thanks to EA releasing more than 24 free updates across its lifespan, EA has finally won back the player base it's so almost lost entirely. In fact, in 2019, it was hitting player numbers close to the launch period. That's almost unheard of for a game. And with its final content update releasing earlier this year, it confirmed an impressive turnaround for one of the most vitriolic video game launches in all of video game history. Number 2. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World – The Game. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World – The Game hit digital storefronts way back way in August 2010, to accompany the release of Edgar Wright's ludicrously entertaining movie adaptation. The side-scrolling beat-em-up received broad praise and became a cult favourite in the years that followed, but was ultimately delisted from both the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network for ambiguous reasons, largely presumed to be related to the game's licensing. This was especially infuriating, considering that the game was never given a physical release, meaning that only those that had already bought in would actually be allowed to continue playing it. Though it seemed that fans just had to accept that this game was going to be lost to time, things changed earlier this year, when ahead of its 10th anniversary, Scott Pilgrim creator Brian Lee O'Malley tweeted Ubisoft inquiring about a re-release. To the surprise of both him and the fans, Ubisoft ended up reaching out to him to arrange a complete edition remaster, including all of its existing DLC for release on PC, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and even the bloody Stadia. And like that, a game which lived on in the hard drives of just a select few was reborn. Though the new edition is still awaiting its release, it is simply a relief to fans that they'll finally be able to get their hands on this cult classic once more. And number 1, PT. And finally, we have a game which has endured in the hearts, the minds, and the hard drives of gamers, no matter how aggressively Konami has attempted to jettison it from history. We're of course talking about PT, the playable teaser for Hideo Kojima's cancelled Silent Hills game, which was released for free on PSN in August 2014. The game immediately captivated players with its gorgeous visuals, suspenseful tone, and unexpected complexity. Within a month, PT had been downloaded more than a million times, but after Silent Hills was cancelled, Konami opted to remove it from PSN in April 2015. Despite initial reports that players who owned the game on their account would still be able to re-download it, this was in fact not the case, leading to a vocal outcry from fans who felt that Konami had effectively erased a piece of gaming history. As a result, PS4 consoles containing the game were listed on eBay for up to $1,000, while a number of fans were prompted to create their own ultra-faithful remakes for the PC. In the 5+ years since this, Konami has forced the closure of numerous PT remakes through legal action, yet impressive new remakes continue to pop up on a shockingly regular basis, with apparently a 1-to-1 port from the PS4 game being released on PC late last year. So given how doggedly Konami has tried to bury PT, you'd assume that the game was unconsciously terrible rather than it being one of the most fascinating gaming curios of the decade. Despite their efforts to wipe it off the face of the earth, it continues to live on thanks to a dedicated community who refused to let this game die.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.